So let's get to our guest, Chuck Cumelo, President and CEO at Essex Financial Services. Chuck, the bear narrative in markets is pretty simple. It's an aggressive Fed that probably has to get the Fed funds rate up above CPI, and that's going to take some work. The bull case isn't without merit. Energy prices have come down, earnings have been better than expected, and recession fears have receded. So my question to you, and what I think is the key, is how long does the Fed dodge the forward-looking inflation figures?
Yeah, listen, you just summed it up there pretty well. And the Fed certainly does have its work cut out for it. I think the missing part in there of what you had just mentioned that factors into this as well, and no one's quite sure of how it's going to play out, is the quantitative tightening that the Fed is going to start. And no one can really put their finger on what that might equate to in terms of basis points, in terms of a corresponding, if you tried to correspond it to a rise in rates. But yeah, listen, they said they're going to be nimble. Last week you had, a lot of the Fed officials walk back some of Powell's comments about they seemed to be a little bit more dovish, so they definitely were back more on the hawkish side. But listen, I'm in the inflation is sticky camp, and it's going to take a while, and it's going to take more rate moves for it to come under control.
And now, inflation is part of their remit, of course, as is indeed employment. And, the thing is, we had this report on Friday, and I like the way you put it. You said you saw a report titled Disastrously Good. Why?
Yeah. I thought that was a tremendous title for the report that we received. But yeah, look, I mean, there's been a ton of talk about recession, but you generally do not have a recession, and you're adding 528,000 jobs, and having the prior 2 months increased as well, and with wage inflation at 5.2% year over year. Again, that is why I fall into the sticky inflation camp. But yeah, you might have had 2 quarters of back-to-back negative GDP, but the overall definition of a recession is a general slowdown in the economy and a lack of spending. And you've seen the slowdown, but you could probably put a couple of asterisks next to it. But spending is still strong, and the employment situation still is cranking on all cylinders.
Yeah, you mentioned QT. I would say even as big as QT might be the lag effect of higher rates. We simply can't know what those effects are at the moment.
100%, Brian, you're spot on, and that's the challenge. So if you think
that hurts the bulls in a sense, because there could be waves of effects coming.
100%, and that's why I think basing a bullish outlook on a Fed pivot, I think, is misguided at this point. And you're right. We're not exactly sure what's going to happen. I mean, we've got CPI coming out on Wednesday. Listen, I think that number is going to come down from 9.1, in my opinion, given just what you've seen with gasoline. And you've seen consumers' expectations on future inflation come down, because most consumers care about two things: gas, that lets them go to work and live their lives, and groceries, that obviously fuels their family. So I think you'll see it come down, but we're by no means out of the woods, and this market has a lot more potential landmines that it's going to roll over.
I want to just have a look at some of these rather, to put it mildly, curious flows out there. Looking at Cathie Wood's ARK, what it's taken in $7 billion, and its performance has been woeful, I think down about 60% so far. Looking at XLE, of course, energy related here, energy select sector, basically ETF, outflows of $1 billion and up 36%. What gives?
Yeah, it's really fascinating, is it? I mean, those figures really grabbed my attention when I saw them. And I think you can look at it in two ways. I think the energy sector, we saw a phrase, it's, overbought but not overowned. And energy last week was down, I think, 6-7%, still having a tremendous year. But there's so many other things that go along with energy, the political climate, when President Biden was campaigning for president, he wanted to do away with the fossil fuel industry. So there's a lot of capital questions, and obviously anytime one of these big energy companies is doing anything from refinery to drilling, it's a long lead long lead project, to put it mildly. So that's a lot of challenges about the future of that industry. But there is a structural imbalance. There's a structural supply-demand problem there. And we think there's great opportunity there for the foreseeable future. And with Kathy Wood and with ARC, I think part of it is, you know, people like to swing for the fences. And yes, she is down, at one point down 50, 60%, has come back with the nice month of July that we had. And you know, there are still a lot of growth investors out there, but a lot of people chasing a lot of these names. And if you do want to take a slice of that type of, you know, security, that type of industry, you know, she's proven herself a wonderful manager. So if you're going to do it, she's probably a good person to hitch your wagon to. But it is a little bit confounding.
In terms of putting money to work, we're in a little bit of a neutral zone here. We've recovered about half of the big drop in June. And it looks like it could go either way. I mean, listening to Doug, it was a big turnaround today, but net from Friday and Monday's trading, really not too much of a move. Do you see retesting the old lows, Chuck, or do you think we sort of just go sideways until we get something definitive on the inflation side?
Yeah, you know, I think, Brian, we're going to bounce around here. I think we're going to be in this sideways market, for the foreseeable future. I mean, one of the things we're looking at as an indicator of whether or not this is just a bear market bounce or whether or not something's fundamentally changed is the number of stocks, the percentage of stocks in the S&P that are trading above their 50-day moving average. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're at 73%. That's up, obviously, from June. But where you really see a prolonged market recovery is once that number gets above 90. So, that's an interesting number that we're looking at. But yeah, I think this is going to be a sideways market. Listen, it's not a great market. It's not a horrible market. It's a fair to middling market. You could say that about a lot of things right now, and you can make money in those environments, but you do need to be patient and you do need to pick your spots for when you go in.
Talking about being confounding, I mean, what a real conundrum has to be is what's going on with the economy. I don't want to go into details, but high inflation, virtually full employment. Now, that's a head scratcher when it comes to actually deciding what you want to do equity-wise, isn't it? Because, again, it's all these muddied waters.
It is. It is a very challenging environment to invest money in. And we've chatted before about the challenges in the fixed income market, where for many investors, investment timeframes and lifetimes, as well as financial advisors, they've never seen a fixed income environment like this. But listen, every market does give you opportunity. And, you know, the challenge is trying to pick and choose where you can actually go in and build a position for the long term, for long term growth. And that's really the biggest issue that we're faced right now is these waters are so muddied that it is very difficult to make a really solid long term decision. So, generally, what are you looking to do? You want to hedge your bets. You want to be very diversified and leg into the market.
We have actually seen some of these forward-looking inflation indicators come down. Let me rephrase my first question. How much longer will the Fed kind of ignore that in its commentary?
You know, Wednesday is going to be a very big day, right? I mean, I don't think we're going to be at 9.1. I think that's certainly going to come down. But, you know, the two things are going to drive the Fed right now. It is going to continue to be these inflation numbers, and it's going to continue to be employment and what this economy is doing. And, you know, they right now they certainly have the employment side of things covered. But, again, inflation is here. It's not going away. And,
Chuck,
you had mentioned before.
Chuck, that's all we got time for. Thank you so much. As ever, big thank you, Chuck Comello, President at Essex Financial Services.